Okay, this is Jim Leth on the road to Lexington, Kentucky, and this should be the greatest day of all time. JB, describe what we're doing today.
First stop in Lawrenceburg is the Mecca Four Roses to meet with the master distiller.
Talk about Four Roses.
Four Roses, at least in my current opinion, is the perfect bourbon. It's not any particular character, it's just bourbon.
Wow, couldn't you say that about really, really cheap bourbon?
Ew. No.
Thank you, JV. Okay, and then after
After that, we're going to the Spoonbread Festival in Berea, Kentucky, which is a very small place with very good spoonbread.
Berea?
Something like that.
Berea. Huntington's Berea. For the Spoonbread Festival, and for those who don't know, spoonbread is sort of like a cornmeal souffle, which sounds all very proper and dainty, but it's not. It's down home. It's a starch. They go to the trouble of building this nice souffle, and then they sort of thwack it down in your plate with a big spoon. I guess that's where they get spoon bread from. What do you think?
Is it a big wooden spoon?
I sure hope so. Anyway, so we're going to do that. And I don't know, maybe we're easy, but to both me and JB, this sounds like an absolutely perfect day. Am I leaving something out? I feel like there need to be something else for it to be perfect.
I think that's a day.
No, that's the day. Are we easy, or is this really extravagantly great? I'm having a philosophical issue here.
I'm easy.
Yeah, you're easily pleased. It's true. I mean, give JB a glass of bourbon and a comfortable chair, and he's good for about a week and a half. But what my question is, I mean, the people listening to this, are they going, wow, very easy? Or are they going, wow, that does sound like a perfect day? What do you think?
I just think it's funny that we're excited that the Bourbon Festival and the Spoonbread Festival happen to be the same weekend. What are the odds?
Yeah, and the average, I guess that kind of sets us apart, because the average person would not be excited. They'd be aggravated. They go, oh, damn, why would it have to be the same weekend?
Right.
Anyway, but we're having to drive 45 miles through incredible fog, but it's okay because I've got Earth on my GPS and I'm treating it like radar, which maybe is not the best
thing. Eyes on the road, not Earth.
Yeah, watch my ass, not Earth is. Popular bumper sticker. Earth has got a nice shape to her. It's sort of a rounded trapezoid.
You've been spending too much time together.
Oh, yeah. Over 3,000 miles at this point. Me and Eartha are like an old married couple. For those who don't know, Eartha is my GPS navigation concierge. All right, so we're going to go to Four Roses. Wait, talk more about what's happening at Four Roses. Do you have the description anywhere? Or do you have it memorized?
We're going to hear from the master distiller. We're going to get a Kentucky bourbon breakfast, whatever that is. Whatever it is, it's served outside. And then we get a lecture and a tour. Most of the tours of these places are by guys named Fred, who all look the same. This is going to be the guy at Four Roses telling us how
this isn't just
bourbon.
Any Fred.
Right.
Okay. Well, anyway, so we're going to tour the distillery. Should be great. We did the tour of the Heaven and Hell. What was it called?
Heaven Hill.
Heaven Hill with Fred.
We mostly got Fred talking and we saw the warehouse.
Fred lied to us about a lot of things, though. A lot of things. Which really bothered me. I think we're going to hold the Four Rose guy to a higher standard. If he lies, I'm going to raise my hand. Is that okay with you?
That's fine. He's not only the Four Rose guy, he's the official honorary chairperson of the Bourbon Festival. He's the guy.
Wow.
I'm sure he's in the Hall of Fame. I didn't look at the list, but I'm sure he's there.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't usually get, like, jealous, but last night we found the Bourbon Hall of Fame listing, the people who were in it, and just I felt like I wanted to be on the list, which is completely irrational because, like, I have, you know, no standing in really anything, much less in bourbon. But me and JB are plotting ways to get me in the Hall of Fame.
It's good to have goals. That's a good one.
You can't, like, do a John Hinckley, you know, to build up instant fame for that. Because, you know, you get newspaper headlines, you wouldn't get in the Bourbon Hall of Fame. There's nothing negative you can do, is there?
It's not infamous, no.
Because destruction is so much easier than construction. But it just doesn't bring the same rewards.
It's really foggy here.
It's really foggy. In fact, if we don't make it through the fog, this tape deck could be our black box. People, we are going north to Lexington.
Exit 34.
We're at exit 34. We intend to eat breakfast. That is all.